Morning, Alex.
Well, what I say, no, I just think, I listened to Sinn Féin, but that last caller made a point. The harsh reality is, if 50% of people with motability cars lose their cars, that'll bring us down to the UK average. We have twice the number of people on disability living allowance as they have in the UK. That will bring us down to the UK average, and that's the harsh reality.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think we've so many?
I don't know. But that is the harsh reality. The Tories were in the Labour. Sinn Féin bet the house on Labour winning, or else a very weak Tory government. And what they have now, and certainly for the next couple of years anyway, they have a Tory government with a good majority that went into the election saying they're going to cut benefits. And it's up to us to work within our resources as best we can. Because that's the harsh reality. And there's no point people sitting at home ringing in and saying, oh, we should fight the last. We're not the people who write the checks. And to expect the Tories to give us more money when they're cutting benefits in their own constituencies, when their own voters are being made to cut, is fairyland politics.
Sinn Féin are urging the DUP and the other political parties in Northern Ireland to join forces with them, to stand up to the Tories.
They've done that. Sinn Féin are going to go into an election down south and they're going to say, we can run the country. Well, they can't run the north. That's what's obvious, and I think that's what I can't understand the Sinn Féin position. If I was a voter in the Republic of Ireland thinking, would I give Sinn Féin a chance, everything, if they can't run the six counties, how are they going to run the rest of us? And that's the measure. They bet the house on the Tories not winning a good majority, and the Tories have won, and that's the reality of the situation. But that point was, if half our day, you go into a garage in Northern Ireland, and every garage will have a motability specialist. You know, they'll have a motability specialist. They'll have somebody who deals with nothing but pure motability. Every major garage has this. And yet we're healthier than we were. We're a healthier people than we were 40 years ago. We live longer. We have a better health service. We have better tablets. We have better medication. And yet we have, you know, what in certain areas of like Belfast, 1 in 10 houses are on disability. It's ludicrous. And we talk about the troubles.
Well, it's only ludicrous if you feel those people don't deserve it.
I'm not saying they don't deserve it. We all know people. In my job, I used to be in the police. I've met countless. In fact, every time I dealt with somebody involved in an accident with a motability car, it was. I don't think it was ever the genuine claimant was using the car. It was used in one case by a granddaughter to get to her work. That's the way it's done. And we all know that. And I'm not saying for 1 minute that people on benefits are all. In the wrong, they're all sponging, they're not. But for people on the other side of the argument to say that nobody is a complete nonsense.
Roisin, morning Roisin.
Morning.
We're going to hear from the DUP and Sinn Féin in just a second. Go ahead, Roisin.
Well, I'm listening to this debate this past few days, and to be honest with you, my blood is absolutely boiling. People coming on and making comments about Sinn Féin and trying to get the support. Sinn Féin's going to backtrack. People of West Belfast are under no illusions that this is propaganda trying to build support for Sinn Féin. They're going to backtrack on their people at the last minute. SDLP, if there was any truth in Sinn Féin, should be supporting this. And for the people who they're saying are stealing money off the welfare system, it is nothing in comparison to what the bankers are stealing on us. It's nothing in comparison to what the MPs are stealing on us. It's nothing in comparison to what our people in Stormont are stealing on us. They're going to steal our health service. They're going to steal our schools. They're going to put our children on the streets. I have a 23-year-old sitting here on £80 a fortnight, can't get her own house, can't get a job. And all that's coming down, it's a divide and conquer scenario that people need to wake up to, putting the working class, the working people against the people on benefits, when really them two sets of people should be joining together and fighting the top 10% who are stealing off everybody in the world. And Sinn Féin are part and parcel to it because they've stolen off their own for years. And
well, Sinn Féin would absolutely deny that. Sinn Féin would say that they are standing robustly against these cuts.
Well, the time will tell, won't it? We'll see on Tuesday whether they're saying something or they don't.
Have a listen to Alex. Alex wants to speak to you, Roisin.
Can I come in here, Roisin? It's an economic fact of life. We get billions of pounds from England. The banking sector in London make the English British economy millions of pounds. They make the country money. And that's a simple fact of life. If we didn't have the bankers...
If we didn't have the bankers in London,
the UK economy would be much worse off.
Can I tell you
that's a simple fact.
Life? The bankers have made billions off the people.
They have made billions.
Stop trying to make out to me that the bankers are doing us any favours because they're not. You're not the only educated person in this world. Do you think I can't read paperwork? Do you think I can't work things out when people are getting... There's the railroad that was on strike in England and your man's getting £680,000 of a pay raise. Are you not right in the head?
That may be, but the problem is the banking industry.
That definitely is. And everybody in West Belfast and in this island are waking up to it. That we the people with no money, are paying the brunt for the people who have got money. And well, it's about time the people come out and wake up and stop seeing this farce that's going on up in Stormont that they're going to be working for
there
us.
There are economic realities, Roisin. Economic realities of there is a limited pot of money and government have got to make that work.
Absolutely. And I agree with that. There's a limited pot of money. But they can find money when they want to go to war. They can find money when they want to go to Iraq. They can find money to fund visits and all the rest of it, unless that there's no money. That's a joke.
But Roisin,
it's a joke.
Roisin, the reality is, Roisin, if they cut spending over here, people who can't afford to go to a private doctor, people who can't afford to pay for tuition at school, people who can't afford to pay things themselves will be the ones that suffer.
Listen, you don't need to tell me that people suffer. We live in poverty, my friend. Me and my whole family live in poverty, so you don't know what it's to tell me what it's like to live in poverty. I had a niece, sir, who had ice cubes in her fridge 3 weeks ago for two kids.
Are you working?
No, I'm not working. I'm unemployed.
Why?
Because I'm disabled. And I don't want to go in because a lot of mine is mental, so I'm not going to go into it all. I've been in a lot of bad places in my life, hospital-wise, and I wouldn't be fit for work.
Well, can I tell you, Roisin, you see, if there's cuts in health and cuts in education, it's people like you that will suffer.
Absolutely.
Well, the thing is, if we don't sort the welfare business out, there's going to be cuts in health and there's going to be cuts in education.
Do you know something? I'm a people person and I'm prepared to do with even less because I don't know what it's like to have money, mate. I've never had money. So I'm prepared to eat ice cubes in order that other people get out of the crap in this country. See, if they have to take it where we get nothing, I'm prepared to go down that road, me and my family, for the benefit of everybody in West Belfast. And everybody, see this divide and conquer scenario? They need to wise up to it. Everybody needs to stand as a united front against what's going on from England.
But
and see, they need to start with cuts. Let them start in the House of Parliament with their cuts and their bankers before they put it on the people who didn't cause this crash in the first place. It was the elite that caused this crash.
What caused the crash, really?
Really?
People borrowing more money than they could afford.
Really?
People paying more for houses than they could afford.
Who allowed that to happen? Who set up a system?
Well, that's true, yes, that's right.
That system.
That's right.
So they set up a bad system that people borrow money off that you made
right.
Valuable for them to borrow, and then you want to persecute the people that you set up to borrow the money in the first place.
But if the banks had a collapse...
Things, but I'm not a buck agent.
If the banks had a collapse, pensioners for savings would have lost their savings. People with money in the bank would have lost their money.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole thing would have cared.
I mean,
this business about savings, about the bankers being
and the way that
rogue.
The government set things up in order... See, you see, they're greedy people, and they set it up that people can borrow more and borrow more and borrow more, and knowing... I mean, we're told that these people are entitled to 10% more because they're smarter than us. It's the best people put in the job. They're that good to put this whole bloody country into a complete mess. That's what their 10%'s getting, their extra 10% that they want.
We are, Roisin. Stormont is not a sovereign government, so they've got to deal with the cards they've been dealt. And by the way, if welfare reform is handed back to across the water, to Theresa Villiers, then it'll be the full-fat welfare reform that'll be implemented in Northern Ireland.
I understand that,
without
Stephen.
The concessions. In other words, you'll get the bedroom tax, for example.
I understand that. I understand what they're saying. If we hand it back, it's going to be worse off if England takes over. God help us if it's handed back to them.
So what should we do then?
The person, I'm prepared to take that. And rather than give in, I'm prepared to take it. My family's prepared to take it. And we're always hoping and praying that someone in government will stand up for us and say, this is the will of the people. This is what they want. They're prepared to suffer. We've suffered for years. We've suffered for years, and I don't think we should be given into these cuts. There's no way that... I mean, the first two or three days after the election, they put on the TV, half of the old people's nursing homes getting closed. This is when I want to see trade unions coming back. We need trade unions now more than anything because they're a stronger voice than any of our MPs will ever be. I mean, I listen to your show every day, and that fellow on the RDA, Mechanic Jerry, I couldn't believe the things coming out of his mouth. And then Sammy Wilson... talking about that, you know, trying to tell the truth when the night before Spotlight was on. And you're looking at them saying, this is the people we've put up in Stormont. They wouldn't know the truth if it smacked them in the face. And that girl, God love her, out of her job now from Lisburn, because I'm not a bigot in any way, shape or form. But she, you watched on Spotlight, through the wolves. They'll always back themselves.
This is Jenny Palmer you're talking about.
Yeah. It's our politicians are disgusting. Absolutely. There's not a backbone in them. There's not what there was in them 20 or 30 years ago when they had an ideology of what way they would go forward. Yeah. That ideology has left. They're now taking the scraps of the table is what we're fighting for at the minute. The scraps of the table. That's the difference between the 600 million and giving it over to England, fighting for the scraps of the table, because you're not going to be any better off.
Derek wants to speak to you, Roisin.
Okay.
Roisin, how you doing?
Not so bad.
No, I just wonder in your head where you think we're going to get this money from to pay for all the things.
Come
you
closer
want.
To the phone, Derek. I can't hear you.
Sorry, Steve. No, I was just saying where Roisin thinks we're going to get all this money from to pay for the things that she wants. Where's it coming from? The trees or the
Hold
rain?
Hold on a minute, Derek. The things that I want? See,
yes.
As a human being, I'm entitled to a certain lifestyle.
Well, go to Africa. Go to Africa and go to other parts of the world, and they're entitled to a lifestyle as well.
We can go through these semantics from now till the cows go home. The reality is that the bankers and government put us in this position.
No, they didn't.
Yes, excuse me, but they did.
No, excuse me, they didn't. People, sometime other people have to take responsibility for their own actions. You mentioned there when you first come on the radio that you have a daughter in the house that gets £80 a fortnight or £40 a fortnight, whatever she does, and can't get her own house. Well, who do you think's going to pay for her own house? Somebody else?
Well, you see, if the opportunities weren't stolen out of the country, she'd be able to get a job and pay for her own house.
Oh, right,
and that fellow the other day saying everybody should be out working. Let me tell you a few facts. Do you see if everybody got up tomorrow and had a complete change of heart and decided I'm not going to take benefits and going to work, the jobs wouldn't be there for them.
I would say hallelujah.
For all them people.
Amen.
Right, give Derek a chance. Hold on. Give Derek a chance.
I would say hallelujah, amen, if everybody got up out of the bed and thought that wouldn't probably be great, but we are where we are, so things are going to happen.
It would be great.
Whether people
wouldn't be there, Derek.
Well, they're going to be forced into it by the government. Whether you like it or I like it or anybody else.
They're going to be forced into training programs, which is another word for slave labour, where they're going to be forced out to do something working 40 hours a week for no money for their brood. That's what they're going to be forced into. That's your line of thinking. It's crazy.
People say there's no jobs in Northern Ireland. It's up to our government to create jobs.
Exactly.
And if they don't, go to the boat terminal on the airport on a Monday morning.
So
then people are going away to work.
I need to tell my kids that they have to leave the country they were born in order to get a job, to prop up a government that hasn't given them a job. Is that your line of thinking?
My line of thinking is people need to get off their bums and go to work.
Listen,
they need to get off their bums.
You're implying here that everybody on the brew is lazy. I have a daughter who trails the internet.
I'm not saying that everybody on the brew is lazy. I'm saying that some people on the brew are lazy. Not everybody, but the fact is there's some people.
Of course,
there is some
I absolutely agree with you, Hans. There's people on the brew who don't want to be off the brew. But you see, when you look at statistics, you're talking about like 0.1%. See this cap of 26,000?
0.1% of what? 0.1% of people on the brew don't go to...
People on the brew who are shelving the system.
Where did you get that there figure from? Somebody go down to their house and question.
Google is taking them to coffee houses. They're taking that, paying their tax.
It's all kicking off this morning.